Imagine sitting down in a cozy room, with papers scattered around, much like the organized chaos of a brilliant mind at work. Now, let's talk about Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, a man whose curiosity was as boundless as the universe he sought to understand. You see, Hertz was not your ordinary scientist. Oh no, he was a man who danced on the edges of the unknown, with a sparkle in his eye for every mystery the world of physics held. Born on a chilly February day in 1857 in Hamburg, Germany, Hertz was a fellow who showed us that the world is full of wonders, hidden in plain sight. Imagine this young boy, growing up in Hamburg, diving headfirst into languages that most of us would find daunting, Arabic and Sanskrit, for crying out loud. And then, not satisfied with just conquering languages, he turned his gaze to the stars, to the invisible forces that pull and push the universe. Heinrich Hertz then set off on an academic odyssey, from Hamburg to the hallowed halls of Berlin and Munich, with a thirst for knowledge that couldn't be quenched. This was a guy who didn't just study science and engineering, he embraced them, wrestled with them, until they yielded their secrets to him. And what a wide array of interests he had. From the melodies of sound to the dance of light, from the warmth of thermodynamics to the electric embrace of electrodynamics, Hertz was a man on a mission. But here's where it gets interesting. Imagine, if you will, Hertz sitting in a dimly lit room, pondering over James Clerk Maxwell's theories. Maxwell told us that electromagnetic waves should exist, but it was Hertz who said, "Let's not just take his word for it, let's prove it." And prove it he did, with experiments that lit up the world of physics like a Christmas tree. He was the maestro who orchestrated electricity and magnetism into waves, waves that today we'd call radio waves. But back then, they were Hertzian waves, a testament to the man who first made them sing. Not stopping there, Heinrich Hertz had another trick up his sleeve. In 1887, he stumbled upon the photoelectric effect, showing the world that light could make objects lose their electric charge. This was not just any discovery, it was a revelation that would later pave the way for quantum mechanics. Now, let's not forget the man behind the mind. Hertz, with his heart as full as his intellect, found love with Elisabeth Doll, and together they brought into the world two daughters, Johanna and Mathilde. Despite his Jewish ancestry, Hertz identified as a Catholic, showing us that identity is a complex tapestry woven from many threads. But like all great tales, this one has its shadow. In 1892, Hertz fell ill, a battle he fought bravely until the age of 36. Yet, even as his health waned, his spirit never did. He continued to lecture, to experiment, to question, until his final breath in Bonn, Germany. His legacy? Immortal. Not just in the three volumes of his scientific works, but in the very fabric of our understanding of the universe. In his honor, the Heinrich Hertz Institute for Oscillation Research stands tall in Berlin, a beacon of exploration and discovery, and the International Electrotechnical Commission, in a fitting tribute, named the unit of frequency the Hertz. Even the moon, in its silent vigil over us, cradles a crater named after him. So, there you have it, the story of Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, a true explorer of the cosmos, not just in the physical realm, but in the boundless landscapes of human curiosity and endeavor. A story that reminds us that the quest for understanding is perhaps the most noble journey of all.